Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day. And we ask that your name be glorified as we continue through this week, this 19th week of Ordinary Time. We remember in the spirit of St. Clare, that spirit of being humble before you and seeking to know your great truth. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, it is Thursday of the 19th week of Ordinary Time, as I said. You know, we've talked about saints all this week. Today is the saint, is the memorial of St. Clare. Now, if you don't know who St. Clare was, she was the friend of St. Francis. And as Francis founded the Franciscan order, the Orders of Franciscans Minor, which was that what it was? Third order? Yeah, Order of Franciscans Minor. And OFM is that. And Clare formed the Poor Clares, which was the same spirituality, but obviously that was focused more towards women, whereas the other one was focused more towards men. And so St. Clare and St. Francis were good friends. They were obviously contemporaries, and I think they had known each other all their lives, but she came to learn of his spirituality after he embraced his spirituality and began in responding to the calling of the Lord. In case you don't know, St. Francis himself was the son of a rather rich merchant. He came from a very rich family, and he was the son of a rich merchant. And he had a tremendous change. He was on his way to the Crusades, and I think he literally got knocked off his horse. And he came, he encountered some very this disease. And during that time when he, so many saints fall into this category, during that time when he was unable to do anything, he wasn't able to be the hero, he was the war hero he's planning to be, he felt called by God. And this led him to become what ultimately we understand is Saint Francis. His actual original name was Francis Burdoni. He was named after the nation of France because his father was a merchant. He loved France, and he named his son after France. So Clare was, I do believe, I don't know if they were childhood friends, but they knew each other all their lives. And she encountered his spirituality, and she said, I want to embrace this. But she couldn't because he was forming an order of men. And so working with him, they formed an order of women, and that became the Poor Clares. The uniforms, the habit is what we call it, are starkly similar, same color, this brown color that is a sign of the humility which they embraced and the poverty which they embraced. It's also the same habit that Cardinal O'Malley wears, because he is part of the Franciscans, but he is part of a stricter element of the Franciscans called the Capuchins. So is Archbishop Chaput, who is the retired Archbishop. He is actually the Archbishop Emeritus of Philadelphia. So that's Archbishop Chaput, and you also see, I guess that's it. There are Franciscans of all different habits, meaning of the same habit of what they wear. And Cardinal O'Malley wears that same Franciscan habit, but as a Capuchin. One of my favorite lines, by the way, yesterday we were talking about a sense of humor, but and I don't remember exactly what it was, but apparently there was something that the Jesuits have where it's some kind of, I think it's some kind of dinner or dish or something that's named after the Jesuits. And he added in his own humor, and as for the Capuchins, we have named after us a cup of coffee, which, in case you didn't know, that's cappuccino. That means Capuchin. That's what it means. So poor St. Clare was the founder of the female form of the Franciscans, that same spirituality. You can also, there are also female Franciscans of, they actually have the term OFM after their name, but she was the original founder of the female form of the Franciscan spirituality, St. Clare. She, again, was a contemporary of St. Francis, and so that's whom we celebrate on this day. They were lived in the 13th century, In fact, I think I have this right. I always thought that St. Thomas Aquinas and St. Francis of Assisi were contemporaries. And in fact, they weren't. I believe roughly the same year that St. Francis died, St. Thomas Aquinas was born. So they actually never met in their entire existence. So anyway, that's the great story. And one of my favorite stories of Franciscan spirituality, I think I've told it before, but I'll tell it to you again. When I was in Long Beach and Los Angeles, and I was interested in becoming a priest, and the Franciscans invited me to a party of the 800th, I believe it was the birth of St. Francis. Now, they just had bought a brand new house in Los Angeles, and there was a row of like monastery houses in Los Angeles. So anyway, they had this big party, and it was this big celebration, as Franciscans are known to do, you know, with singing songs to the Lord and celebrating the songs. And all I could think of in my sense of humor, I don't know if you know, I wanted to be a comedy writer at one time. You can see how well that worked. But anyway, all I could think of is the neighbors going, oh, isn't that nice? Our next door neighbors are just going to be these quiet monks. And then listening to them party all night for the 800th anniversary of St. Francis, and not know if this was going to be a regular thing, I could see how that would be interesting. But yeah, they celebrated the spirituality of St. Francis and, of course, St. Clair, who we celebrate today. We'll be right back right after this message. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. And don't forget our own website, CatholicAudioMedia.com, where you can connect to the parish. You can check out our Substack newsletter. You can check out all kinds of things over there at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, anyway, we're talking about some of the powerful things that we know from the Franciscan spirituality. You know, there was an interesting question on Reddit, on the Catholicism forum on Reddit. And someone asked, can you make a deal with God? And, you know, I thought that was kind of, I forget what the answers were when someone pointed out that in Genesis, that's what Abraham does. He's working out a deal with God and trying to prevent Sodom and Gomorrah from being destroyed. If there were just 50 righteous people, if there were just 40. And I remember that I made a deal with God a long time ago, which obviously, as I always like to tell people, neither God nor I kept up our side of the bargain. But what it was I was in the Philippines at the time at the U.S. Naval Base in Subic Bay. And it was a Sunday morning, which obviously I was away from the church, so obviously I didn't go to church. But I did have breakfast, and I was going to plan, as so many people do, going to plan to have, you know, bacon and eggs and beer for breakfast, because I was a heavy drinker at the time. And this was 1979. Yeah, this was 1979. So that's what I planned to do. Well, it was Sunday morning, and all access to alcoholic beverages were locked on Sunday morning. So here I am, eggs, bacon. What? I can't have any. What? So anyway, I went off the base, and I grabbed a beer in one place, one of the many places that offered beer all the time. And so I grabbed a beer. But then I said, well, maybe this is a sign that there's an issue here that I did this. So I was starting to go back to the Lord, and I'm starting. I mean, I'm really just starting. And I start praying. And, you know, I this is very rudimentary. And I made a deal with God. I said, look, I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to make a deal with you. I'll quit drinking and go back to church. But if you turn me into one of those praise the Lord people, I'm going back to my beer. And here it is, 40 some odd years later, I think it's 43 years later. And I still, in November, it'll be exactly 40 some odd years, 43 years. And we haven't gone back to our, neither of us kept up our side of the deal. As far as, obviously, I didn't go back to my beer, but he did turn me into one of the praise the Lord people. So now I didn't go back to my beer because of that. So we didn't keep up our deal. But yeah, can you make a deal with God? Absolutely you can. And one of the most famous deals ever made, actually not made directly with God, made through something that a lot of the evangelicals listening do not understand, with a saint. Because remember, we believe in the church triumphant, which is in heaven, and the church here, which is on earth. So that's why we don't adore saints, we venerate saints, but we only adore and praise and worship God. So that's an important thing. So just as you would pray for ask someone to pray for you, so we do with saints. And it was Danny Thomas who prayed to Saint Jude that if he helped his career, then Saint Jude, he promised he would do something for Saint Jude, and that is the origin of Saint Jude's Children's Hospital in Nashville, Tennessee. That's the origin of the hospital, and he was a great supporter of the hospital, great devotee to the hospital, and you know, just wonderful. And if you look on YouTube, you will see an ad he did for the hospital 2 days before his, I think it was two, it might have been the day before his own heart attack, that was his ultimate heart attack. You can see that, just very devoted to the hospital, and it began with that little story. Fascinating story. We'll talk more tomorrow. In the meantime, have yourself a blessed day, and we will see you tomorrow. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.